From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The hearse bearing President Ronald Reagan's casket left a funeral home in Santa Monica today at the beginning of a week of ceremony and remembrance that will take it across the country and back to California. The first destination was the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, where the president's body is now lying in repose in the rotunda. Californians are paying their respects through the night and all day tomorrow, as NPR's Madeline Brand reports.
Mourners began arriving last night to pay their respects to Ronald Reagan. Some people spent the night in their cars to be the first in line. One man at the head of that line said he taped every speech Reagan gave as president. Another, wearing an American flag tie, hat, and lapel pins, says Reagan was one of the best American presidents because he delivered the U.S. from fear of nuclear war with the Soviets. And 28-year-old Corey Mortimer drove all night from Arizona to be here today.
When I was in high school, I always said that when Reagan would die, I would go see his body, and so I kind of kept the promise I made to myself.
Mortimer and others spent the morning waiting for the casket to arrive. Around 11 this morning, it was driven up a long hill to the Ronald Reagan Library, along with Nancy Reagan, dressed in a black suit and pearls, and Reagan's children. They attended a small private ceremony in the library, officiated by the Reagan's Bel Air pastor, Michael Venning.
We have come this day to begin the preparation of our final respects. We thank you that this world is a better place because he was here. And we thank you for the pride that he instilled, for reminding us of the great nation that under your guidance we are.
After he spoke, the family stood by the casket and mourned. Nancy Reagan and her daughter, Patty Davis, embraced tearfully for many minutes. After half an hour, the family left and the public was allowed to board buses for the library. They're being escorted into the central library where they walk around the flag-draped coffin. They're not allowed to stop. So it's an endless procession of mourners. A few people are dressed up. Some came in Stetsons and Western wear. They're allowed to bring flowers and cards, but they've undergone a strict security screening. No bags, no cameras. George Cowdery was among the first inside.
I used to drive a AAA tow truck out there and was sitting out on San Vicente Boulevard watching the motorcade go by. And the limo stopped short, and the Chase SUV full of Secret Service guys behind it didn't. And it smacked the back of the presidential limo and locked bumpers with it. So when I stopped laughing, I went over and offered to unhook the deal with my truck. And the Secret Service guys told me, no thanks, we got LAPD up on the way with their tow trucks, we'll take care of it. And I actually, the window rolled down, and I actually got a wave and a thank you from the guy. I loved him dearly. He did a lot for us.
In the first 2 hours, about 2,700 mourners viewed the casket. It's expected that there will be a steady stream tonight into tomorrow. Ronald Reagan's body will be flown to Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, where the public will be allowed to view the coffin in the Capitol Rotunda for the rest of the week. A national funeral takes place on Friday, and then the casket will be flown back here to Simi Valley for a private sunset funeral. Madeline Brand, NPR News, Simi Valley, California.